This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Are you reducing tooth decay with Amident ammoniated toothpaste?
Well, answer the man, George.
Of course, Gracie. I use Amident twice a day.
You can smile when you say that.
Yes, it's the Amident Show, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest, Al Jolson, yours truly, Bill Goodwin, B. Benaderet, Hal March, Harry Lubin, and the Amident Orchestra. For healthy laughter, it's George and Gracie. And for healthier teeth, for fewer cavities, it's Amident Toothpaste. Well, today at the Brown Derby, I had lunch with George Burns and Al Jolson. Now, most guys would be very nervous in such big league company, but not Burns and Jolson. They took me right in stride. Anyway, before Jolson arrived, George was telling me some anecdotes about him.
I'll say this for Jolson, Bill. He's the greatest entertainer in show business. And it's not just my opinion.
No?
No. It's also Jolson's.
Do you mean that he's a little on the sugar-cured, hickory-smoked side?
Is he? There's 1,000 articles written about that guy every day. Last week, there was a write-up about him in the Boise, Idaho paper. So far, he has shown it to me 10 times.
Holy smoke!
And for dough, he won't be at the table 1 minute before he switches the conversation to Boise, Idaho, and whips out that clipping again.
Ixnay, here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, George. Sorry I'm late.
Sit down, Al. You know Bill Goodwin.
Well, of course. Bill's in my picture. Jolson sings again. How are you, Bill?
Fine, Al.
That's good. Speaking of Boise, Idaho...
Well, I tell you what.
I've got a clipping here.
Al, nobody was speaking of Boise, Idaho.
Bill, look, at my age, who's got time to make continuity? I'm no youngster anymore. I'm almost as old as George.
Burns or Washington?
Washington. Nobody's old as Burns. But this
look,
article...
Look, Joey, we came here to eat. We're hungry.
You wouldn't be interested in this clipping?
The only thing I'm interested in right now is a pickle.
Say, George.
What?
Look, explain something to me, will you? I've been on the Bing Crosby Show, Edgar Bergen, Jack Benny, many others, too. How come you never asked me to be on your show? Don't you like me?
I love you. But who can afford your price?
Look, I don't have any price. I do these things because I like to. For example, when I'm on the Crosby Show, Bing just gives me whatever loose change he happens to have in his pocket. Now, the last time I was on it, it came to $18,000.
Well, that's better than laying off.
Yeah.
Wow, imagine having $18,000 in his pocket. I thought Bing was naturally bow-legged.
I'll tell you what, George. We're such good friends. I'll be on your program, won't cost you a penny. I'll do it for Amident.
That's wonderful. How many tubes?
Tubes? I want the company.
The company?
Al, you expect George to give you the business?
No. That's what I'm giving him.
Sorry, Al, no deal. Now let's eat. Oh, waiter. Oh, Gracie, I'm home.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. Have you had your lunch?
Yeah, I had lunch at the Derby.
Who with?
An old friend of ours. Though April showers may come your way. Ah.
George, you've been eating pickles again.
I'm imitating the fella I had lunch with.
They bring the flowers that bloom in my home.
And what does he do for a living?
He sings.
He makes a living singing like that?
Yes. And when it's raining, I have no regrets.
Oh, now I know who it is.
Oh, sure.
Carmen Lombardo.
Gracie, I'm doing Al Jolson.
Oh.
I had lunch with him, and you know me. When I'm with a great personality, some of it always rubs off on me.
Oh, gee, I wish you'd have lunch with Errol Flynn sometime.
You mean I'm not romantic enough?
Well, it would be fun to be kissed now and then.
Gracie, I just got through kissing you.
When?
New Year's Eve.
But this is the 1st of February.
Okay, I'll kiss you again. There. How's that?
Have lunch with
Errol Flynn. I know. What have you been doing today?
Oh, sit down and relax, and I'll tell you all about it. Now, here's your pipe. I filled it for you.
Well, thanks.
Now, let me give you a light. There.
Well, for Pete's sake, what did you fill this pipe with?
The bow off my hat.
The bow off your hat?
Well, you told me you smoked velvet.
Here, throw it out.
Don't you like it?
No, I'm switching to Blue Serge. Come in.
Hello, Gracie. Hello, George.
Hiya,
hello, Blanche.
Say, Gracie, I've got an awful lot of sewing and mending to do. Could I borrow your singer?
Certainly. Go with it, George.
She means your sewing machine.
Oh, George isn't that kind of a singer.
He isn't the other kind, either.
I heard that. Excuse me, girls.
Sam the tailor at your service.
Hello, Sam.
I'm returning the suit I pressed for you, Mr. Boynes.
Thanks, Sam.
Tell me, who made that suit for you? One of your radio writers?
Why?
It's funny.
Listen, this suit was made by Hart, Schaffner, and Marks. And they've been making suits for 100 years.
You should be proud to have the first one.
Look, Sam.
With a suit like this in the house, the moths must be eating out.
Sam, will you do me a favor?
I'll be delightful.
Just press the suit and stop pressing with the jokes.
Okay, Daddy boy.
Daddy boy?
Toodle-doo.
Toodle-doo, Sam. Good dog. Better remember that moth gag. I might be able to use it next week.
See, George, I was just telling Blanche about you having lunch with Al Jolson today. You know, she's a great fan of his.
I'll say I am.
He's quite a guy, Blanche. I've never seen such drive and energy in my life.
He must be a human dynaflo.
You mean Mo.
No, Al. Who's Mo?
Mo is Al's brother.
Oh.
I'm going into the den. I'll see you girls later. I gotta lie down.
Gee, Blanche, I wish George had some of Jolson's pep and vitality.
Where do you suppose Jolson gets it, Gracie?
Oh, I wish I knew.
Well, he's certainly married to a young wife. Say, maybe that's what does it. Having a very young and beautiful wife.
No, that hasn't helped George. Blanche, I know Jolson personally. I'll go see him and find out the secret of his vitality.
Well, Gracie, come in.
Thank you, Al.
I'm sorry I was so long getting to the door. You see, my wife is gone, and I'm taking care of our baby, little Asa.
I see.
I gotta feed him about an hour, so I'm boiling some bottles.
Well, won't they be hard to digest?
Gracie, the baby won't eat the bottle.
Well, I don't blame him.
There you go. What brings you over, Gracie?
Well, Al, you've got to tell me your secret. Where do you get all your pep and vitality? How do you do it? What keeps you going?
Keeps me going?
Mm-hmm.
Gracie, I'm not on my last leg.
Oh, so that's it. You've got spare parts. Look, how about sending the old ones over to George?
Gracie, what you see here is all original equipment. I just take care of it.
Well, tell me how so I can make George do it.
Well, first of all, I keep my weight down. Every day I get in a steam cabinet and bake for 30 minutes. I'll show you.
I got one right here in the bathroom.
Relax, boys, relax. Relax. I'm just showing someone around. Gracie. This is a steam cabinet right here. See you later, boys.
Al, what's that orchestra doing in your bathroom?
Oh, I keep him in there all the time, honey. You see, when I sing in the shower, I like it to sound real pretty. Those are the only musicians who have to belong to the plumbers' union, too.
Well, we wouldn't have room for a steam cabinet.
Well, you better do something. I saw George in the locker room at the club. And that stomach of his don't look so good.
No?
No. Tell him to diet.
All right. What color?
Let that go. Let that go. I've got another idea, Gracie. By the way, does George take calisthenics?
Well, I think so. Does it come in a blue bottle?
No, I mean it might help George to work with a dumbbell. What am I saying? That's what's putting where he is.
Until I find out how to put George and you in the same condition.
I don't think it's going to take long. In fact, I feel the need of a cold shower right now. Excuse me a minute, Gracie. Boys, turn on the cold water and give me a downbeat. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, oh me, oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train. And 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her, toot-toot-tootsie, goodbye. Toot-toot-tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me to the end then.
Do it over again.
Watch for the mail. I'll never fail.
If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail.
Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Kiss me to the end, then do it over again. Watch for the mail. I'll never fail.
And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail.
Don't cry, Tootie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. This
is Bill Goodwin, folks. Are you reducing tooth decay with Amident ammoniated toothpaste? Just think, till recently, no toothpaste or powder offered you the hope of fewer cavities. Then the great news broke. A sensational discovery to reduce tooth decay. A revolutionary new dentifrice formula, unheard of, undreamed of before. An ammoniated dentifrice, Amident. Magazines and newspapers spread the news. Reader's Digest, Time, Newsweek, Parents Magazine all joined in the chorus of praise. Dentists hailed the arrival of Amident and recommended it to patients. Mothers rushed to get Amident to help save their children the pain and grief of unnecessary tooth decay. Have you bought Amident for your family? Are your children fighting tooth decay every time they brush their teeth? Does your family have the hope of fewer cavities this year, next year, and the year after that? Thanks to the discovery of Amident, the ammoniated dentifrice. If not, if you're using today the same toothpaste you used a year ago, think of this. Your toothpaste is not ammoniated. It has not changed its formula to include ammoniated anti-decay ingredients. Your toothpaste can do no more to prevent cavities than it did last year, or the year before, or the year before that. And how many cavities did you have during those years? So please, don't delay. Insist on Amident, A-M-M-I-D-E-N-T. Amident toothpaste and Amident tooth powder are recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice. George has just received an urgent phone call from Al Jolson asking him to come to the recording studio where Al is cutting some records.
Oh, George, I'm glad you rushed right over. I want to talk to you.
What is it, Al?
Well, you know I wanted $10,000 to be on your program.
Yeah.
Get Gracie out of my house, and I'll do it for nothing.
Gracie's at your house?
Yeah, she's been all afternoon asking me a million questions about my vitality. She said, Jolie, you never get any older.
Well, you don't.
I got news for you. Today I did.
Look, Joe.
That woman can age whiskey. Tell me something, George. How long have you been married to her?
Almost 18 years.
You were smart. You married her after it was too late to do you any damage.
She gave you a bad time, huh?
Bad time? Get this. I showed her my baby, little Asa.
Yeah.
And I told her that having a baby kept me young. She said, yeah. And it didn't hurt your figure any either. How do you like that?
Murder.
George, look, I repeat, get Grace out of my house, and I'll go on your show for nothing.
Al, I wouldn't let you do that.
Okay, I'll give you $1,000.
It's a deal. I'll have her out of your house in 5 minutes.
Blanche, before I could find out where Al Jolson gets his pep and vitality, George made me leave.
Oh. Did you get to meet his wife?
Yeah, oh, she's a lovely girl. Comes from the South, you know. She lived on a plantation where they raised banjos.
Raised them?
Yeah, she told me how she used to love to sit on the veranda while the hired hands picked their banjos.
Yeah. But,
Well, I still haven't found out how to give George some pep.
Well, maybe you don't give him enough fresh vegetables, like spinach and carrots.
Oh, carrots are overrated, Blanche. You know that stuff about carrots helping you see in the dark?
Yeah?
Oh, don't believe it. The time my flashlight burned out, I tried to use a carrot and I couldn't see. I tell you, I couldn't even see the carrot.
Hello, dear. Oh, hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Harry.
You're late, Harry.
Yeah, well, I stopped off at the May Company. I finally exchanged that shawl for your mother.
Well, it's none of my business, but that certainly is a silly trade.
Gracie, Harry meant that...
Blanche, just tell her that as soon as they mark your mother down, we'll buy her back.
Good. Well, goodbye, you two.
Goodbye.
Oh, what a woman. With her, you've got to keep changing the subject to stay on the subject you start with.
Now, don't make any cracks about Gracie. She's a devoted wife. She's been out all day trying to find a way to make George healthy.
If she stays out long enough, that'll do it.
Are you kidding? He doesn't deserve a wife like Gracie.
Nobody does.
What was George before Gracie married him?
He was doing all right. He had an act with a trained seal.
Well, believe me, she married the wrong half of the act.
Gracie, what's the idea of all this health talk?
Well, I want you to be like Al Jolson, dear. He looks so tan and healthy.
Okay, I'll get a sun lamp.
No, don't do that. Some lamps don't work. I happen to know that Eddie Cantor used one for years and he never had a son.
Jolson is healthy because he likes to exercise and I don't.
Well, exercise has certainly helped my Uncle Fred.
Uncle Fred?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember him.
He was married to Aunt Clara.
I don't remember her either.
Well, she's Joe's sister.
Who's Joe?
Well, I don't remember him.
Let's get back to Uncle Fred.
Clara's husband.
Clara's husband, yes. Yeah. Let's get back to him.
Well, she was a waitress up in Alaska.
This is Clara.
Yes, and that's where she met Uncle Fred. He lived up there in that mining town.
Know him?
Of course I know him. He's my uncle.
I see. Come in.
Hi, Burnses.
Hello,
hi,
Bill.
Willie. Say, I just heard Al Jolson is going to be on your program for free.
That's right, Bill.
Well, George, how did you ever get him to do that?
I happen to be married to the right people.
You know that Jolson's the greatest singer in the world. It'll be a treat to hear him sing those hits he made famous.
Yeah, and George can sing the hits he made famous.
Like what?
Tiger Girl, In the Heart of a Cherry, Drop Dead, From Time to Time.
Wait a minute. Drop Dead? I never sang a song like that.
Well, it must be one of your numbers, George. Whenever you get up at a party and say, what would you like me to do? Everybody
drop
else
dead?
Drop
I say. Yes. Oh, Drop Dead, oh, Drop Dead, oh, Drop Dead. You are the ideal of my dreams. Oh, yes. One of my new songs.
George, surely you're not going to sing with Jolson on the show. You know, it's different when he and Crosby sing together.
Ha! Crosby and Jolson can't sing as good as George put together.
Yeah, but who can put George together? Jolson will never sing with you, George.
Oh, yes, he will. Come in. Oh, hello, George. Hello, Greg. Oh, hello, Bill.
Hi,
oh, Charlie. Come right in.
Hello, Al. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, Al, I was just telling George and Gracie that you're the greatest singer in the world.
Oh, now, Bill, you shouldn't tell them that.
Why not?
They already know it.
Al, settle something for us, will you? When you come on our show, if George insists on singing, what'll you do?
Drop Dead.
Oh, no, that's one of George's songs.
See, you're the top, Al. Sing a couple of lines of Swanee for me right now, will you? Here, I've written out the words for you.
Amy Dent, how I love you, how I love you. Amy Dent, toothpaste, I'd give the world to see. A gravy tube of A-M-I-D-E-N-T. I think I'll stick the original lyrics about
that. Wow, this song can make you famous.
I know, but I don't want to be
Everybody's
famous.
Everybody's talking about Amy Dent,
Bill,
you know.
I'd rather sing about the...
No, it's the ammoniated toothpaste that helps fight tooth decay. More dentists recommend Amy Dent than any other dentifrice. With a song like this, you can make a comeback.
Well, give it to George. He can use it.
Thanks.
George, I'd like to discuss that program that I said I'd do for nothing.
You're looking to get out of the deal.
Oh, no, George. But I've got a couple of stipulations you'll have to meet.
Oh, well, we'd love to. Al, bring them in.
Oh.
Tell Gracie what you want, Al.
Well, before I sing on your program, I gotta have 50 strings in back of me.
Oh, why? Is your corset loose?
Look, Gracie, let's forget the stipulation. I'll do the program.
I thought so.
Well, Al, you sing the hits you made famous, and George will do the ones he made famous. It'll be a medley.
George sing with me? Oh, now, Gracie.
Oh, scared, huh?
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll bring my musicians over, and you listen to both of us sing. I think you'll change your mind. Okay, Gracie, the boys are all set up. Now you'll see why George and I shouldn't sing together. Hit it, boys, hit it.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, man, I'll say with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Okay, George, the orchestra is yours.
I don't need any help. I'll play for myself. From time to time in every client, blessings come from above. It's your name. To others fame. While others are loving love.
That's enough, sugar throat.
I thought it all.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love, and we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine, favorite baby of mine.
I love to call you Rose there, but roses fade away. Roses die when the winter time appears.
Hit it, boys. Hit it. Hit it. Daisy.
Baby face. You've got the cutest. Oh, you got a baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Oh, baby face. My poor heart is jumping. You're sure to stop. Oh, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. It's like a breath of spring when surely came. About your baby face.
Boom, 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 down in the garden where the red rose grows.
Bonnie, oh my, I love you.
Oh, George,
so.
George, love... you can stop singing. You can stop, George. I've made
well,
my
Jolson
decision.
Whistles too.
Dear, oh. I've made my decision.
Yes?
Yes.
You have?
Al was right. You two can't sing on the same program.
Gracie, I knew you'd see it that way, honey.
Well, certainly. George is so much better. He'll do all the singing.
Oh, Union, come with me. I need another cold shower.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Wednesday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Harry Lubin and the Amident Orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. Brought to you by the makers of Amident, the ammoniated toothpaste and tooth powder, recommended by more dentists than any other dentifrice. The George Burns and Gracie Allen program was transcribed in Hollywood, written by Paul Henning, Sid Dorfman, Larry Klein, and Harvey Helm, and produced by William Burns. And now here are our stars.
Folks, next week, starting Monday, February 6th, is Children's Dental Health Week. A time for all of us to think about the damage that dental diseases are causing in the teeth of our American children. It's an important subject.
That's true, George. There are over 284 million cavities in the teeth of American youngsters right now.
Well, what can their mothers and fathers do to help, Bill?
Gracie, here are some rules the dental health authorities are suggesting. First and most important... have children undergo a regular periodic dental examination. Second, brush teeth after breakfast and before retiring at night. Third, eat plenty of meat, eggs, butter, cheese, fresh fruits and green vegetables, and drink plenty of milk. Fourth, use an ammoniated dentifrice.
Well, I know every mother listening will want to impress those rules upon her family during Children's Dental Health Week, Bill.
And every week, all year long. Good night, folks.
Girls, ever hear of the shampoo that won't disturb your wave?
Nope, just dreamed of them.
Then, lady, try Minipoo.
Minipoo? What a cute name.
Women, cute name. The point is, lady, Minipoo is a dry shampoo, see? Cleans your hair in only 10 minutes without water. Leaves even oily hair fresh and fragrant, but doesn't disturb your wave. Get it?
Yes, but where do I get it?
At your druggist's, dear. Ask for Minipoo, M-I-N-I-P-O-O, Minipoo.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday, listen to the Amident Show starring George and Gracie. Good night.
Stay tuned for Lum and Abner. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.